What do you call a piece of playground equipment that's made with a long board balanced in the middle that children sit on each side and go like
this? Seesaw. Seesaw.
What do you call a homemade merry-go-round? Something that goes round and round.
Fun, Jenny.
What do you call a piece of flat stone used to sharpen knives or saws?
Wet rock.
What do you call... I wonder now if you could take this and this and see what different kinds of fences could you tell me about?
Well, there's a...
And we'll mark a number one here for the first kind. And while you describe to me how you would build it, sort of mark it down at the same time.
The fence?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you just start like this. This is the post.
What kind of fence is this?
Well, that'd be a barbed wire fence.
And
you'd put about two strands or three strands of barbed wire on the fence.
Uh-huh. And what do you put the barbed wire attached to?
Cattle.
No, what do you attach the wire to keep it in place?
Post.
Uh-huh. Any special kind?
Well, usually we always use wooden post.
Uh-huh. How about another kind of fence?
Well, another would be a hog wire fence. You put it up the same way, only it's a net wire. This is your post. And your fence would come to the bottom of the post, like this. To the top of the post, and you'd have about five different strands through there. Call that a netted fence.
Uh-huh. It's harder to keep the pigs in than the cows?
No, it's easier. They can't get out of there.
Uh-huh. How about another kind of fence that you might have heard of? Did you?
Well, people used to use rail fence, what's called rail fence.
Could you tell me about that?
Well, your rails, you lay them this way. Lay your rails this way, you see, and you cross them.
Uh-huh.
Cross them like that. That would be a rail fence.
Uh-huh. And what do you make them out of?
Wood.
Uh-huh. What kind?
Split the rails out of logs.
Any special kind?
Mostly pine.
Uh-huh. And
pine and poplar because it splits easy.
Uh-huh. Do they make those fences now?
No. Don't use anything now but metal fence.
Uh-huh. How come?
Well, it's cheaper and you can't get nobody to split the rail.
Okay, about how long would each rail be?
About 10 foot.
Did you ever hear of a paling fence?
Yeah, that's a...
Could you show me that one?
Well, that's put up...
Over here.
That's put up like this. This would be a post here. And this would be your paling. Your paling would go up above you. They ain't come down there like that. That'd be a paling fence. You use that mostly for gardens and yards.
How tall is it?
Well, for garden, you usually made them about 7 foot tall.
Uh-huh. And
yard, about 4 foot.
Uh-huh. And suppose you could tell me about a picket fence.
Well, that would be the same, practically the same thing. That's what they call a picket fence. A picket fence is made out of, only you'd sharpen them off, you see. You'd make it just like this. This would be your post where you nailed your two crosses to.
Uh-huh.